been a long time.
I've got a letter here and it says, would you please play Saturday Love by Sherelle for my sister Jennifer and my two nephews Darren and Jason. Coming from Chris with Lars.
Good to see you anyway.
Letter here and it says to Music Master and all other PCRL presenters, how disappointing we were Monday night at Faces. Myself and my family was there loving having a good time when some foolish fool spoiled everything for for everybody. The times I went before, I always praised them for their good behavior, but now they have let me down, and PCRL also. They have ruined everything now, and we have nowhere to go. I really enjoyed going to Faces. It was a very nice place, and most of all, as I was listening to Mikey B tonight, telling us all that PCRL is closing down just because of that person, the good have to suffer for the bad. I am really going to miss PCRL for all the good music and those lovely voices. I will keep on writing to you. And you all know you are all welcome to come and see me. I was just getting used to listening to Crazy G. I just imagined those girls who supported him for his sexy voice in his Lonely Heart program. I hope PCRL will be back soon. I will still be in touch with you all. Please send the get well greeting to Rupert, Peter, from Mr. and Mrs. Gray and family, and we are sincerely hoping that they'll soon be well once more and feeling better than they ever felt before. And love also to their family. Take care. I am not saying goodbye. From Mr. and Mrs. Gray and family, Marion and Kenneth of Moseley, and it's got a PS, it says, Music Master, take care of yourself and get well soon. That's one of the letters from one of our number one listeners. And now I'm going to play for you Ain't You Had Enough Love by Julia Roberts.
Try.
Now take a commercial break, and then we'll come back with the show by Doggy Fresh and the Get Fresh crew.
The Easter Fashion Show Extravaganza, as seen at the Black Beauty Hair Fair, with day, evening and beach wear, bridal wear and African wear, and a personal appearance by the UK's number one MC, Tipper Irie. Music laid down by Frenchie and Trevor Ranks. It all happens at Henry's Nightclub, Mount Pleasant in Bilston on Saturday the 29th of March, 1986 from 9 till 2. Tickets for the function from usual outlets. And if you're interested in going on coach from Birmingham, then phone this number, 021 643 7113. That's 021 643 7113. The Easter Fashion Show Extravaganza at Henry's Nightclub, Mount Pleasant in Bilston, Saturday the 29th of March, 1986.
It's the latest dance sensation record of 1986. Isabel Roberts and the rhythm of your love. Isabel Roberts, the rhythm of your love. Out now on Hot Vinyl Records and available from all good record stores.
Well, Lifestyle Promotion presents on Monday night, the 17th of March, at the Henry's Nightclub, live and direct during a PA show, the Cat Nitty Gritty. Also music laid down by the two best Midland sound around today. The sound like Skippy and Lippy. Also stereo classics. And tickets available from our local record shop and record bar. And at the gate, £5. So make it a date. Don't be late. Rock on.
Is the sensational new album from Sophia George, including her smash hit single Girly Girly. Ten dynamic tracks on one album, like Lazy Buddy. This is the album everybody's been waiting for, with great songs such as Dance With You, Ain't No Meaning, and Tenement Yard. Also featuring the Lovers Rock track, Can't Live Without You. Fresh is the long-awaited album from Jamaica's latest superstar, Sophia George. Available now from your local record store and distributed through Jetstar. Get Fresh, the brand new album from Sophia George, now.
The soulful new sounds of Steve Myers and... A sensational new record from the man Steve Myers, released out on the Pressure Recording label and available from all local record shops now. Soulful Steve Myers.
I've got another letter here, quite a lengthy letter, and it says, "Dear PCRL presenters, the cause which you represent and the reason for which you broadcast is justified and greatly appreciated by the majority of the black ethnic community in the West Midlands. PCRL is the only radio station in Birmingham that promotes, represents, and pays particular attention to the black community. Without PCRL, what have the black people of Birmingham, the second city, to identify with? PCRL arrange entertainments and events with the black community at heart, in an organized manner, which has the effect of integrating and bringing the black community together in a uniform way. PCRL gives black people something to identify with and makes them aware of circumstances and events which affect us all. The tragic event that took place at Faces on the 10th of March was a great shock to PCRL supporters and disgrace to the black community. How could such a small number of people bring disgrace and justify the old myth that black people are incapable of organizing anything, let alone themselves? However, this event has taken place already, and there's nothing anybody can do to change it. Therefore, we must look to the future. PCRL must not be terrorized into submission. With the help of the community and a little more determined organization, PCRL can easily gain public attention and the broadcasting license the station so badly needs. I think PCRL should undertake a mass petition campaign which cannot possibly fail to result in the broadcasting license being granted. PCRL has thousands of supporters in the West Midlands, I being one, who would be only too glad to help PCRL in whatever way they could. Only that they can see no ways of supporting you other than listening or going to your dances. This will not result in a license being granted. This PCRL petition campaign should be extended to include the maximum number of PCRL supporters. And I've got a list of suggestions. 1. At every promotion, PCRL have a large number of people. Thousands. There should be someone standing at the door with a petition. Businesses which advertise on PCRL should be asked if they would have a petition in their shop by the till, so customers are encouraged to sign as they enter or leave the shop. Record shops that supply PCRL should be asked if they would have a petition in their shop in a clear place where customers can sign. Record companies benefit from PCRL broadcasting their releases, so record companies should be asked if they would sign the petition. Artists for which records companies produce should also be asked to sign the petition. Artists who have appeared on PCRL or have been involved in promotion and dances should be asked to sign the petition. Influential people who claim to be in support of PCRL should be asked if they care to sign Mikey B, the 13th of the 3rd, in his show at about 9:15, mentioned that the police and the media were begging PCRL not to come off the air. Therefore, those people should be asked if they care to sign. Black people in prominent positions, for example, James Hunt, people involved in politics should be asked if they care to sign the petition. Organizations such as OSCAR, Organization for Sickle Cell Anemia Research, should be asked if they care to sign the petition. They know what it's like to campaign for a cause which mainly affects the black community and to be denied. Community centers have a large number of young people, often black. When offered a petition, there will only be two pleased to sign. Colleges who cater for black students, where there is a large number of black students, should be pleased to sign once there are students responsible for obtaining signatures. I am a student, and I am sure if I had a petition together to gather signatures for PCRL, I would get at least 60. Regulations of the petition. The petition should be signed along with the road or residence and area. The house number is not necessary. This is only to prove that signatures haven't been forged, so showing genuine support for PCRL. Perhaps as you've been reading these points, ideas have come to mind. PCRL has not got its hand tied behind its back. There is much that one can do to promote the station and show that there is mass support. The mass petition campaign, completed with thousands of signatures, can then be handed to the official body responsible for granting broadcasting license. A lot of PCRL's problem would be solved once you have a broadcasting license. I hope that this letter has been of help to you. And it comes from a PCRL supporter by the name of Sharon Mark from Slade Road in Erdington. And I'm going to play Sugar Free by Juicy for Sharon Mark.
My sugar is gone, I'm lonely every day.
And the time on PCRL is 22 minutes to 10.
Thank you.
got another letter here, and it says, just a few lines to let you know that we think PCRL is doing a great job, and we are very sad to say that you are coming off the air, but we know that you will return back soon. And that is going out from Ian and Damien Powell, Marsha and Michelle Minot, and Charlene Dawkins. And I'm going to play for you the show by Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh crew.
Fresh, you're on.
On here, Janet and Sharon invites you to two nights of entertainment on the 14th and the 15th of March 1986 at 301 Bilberry Street, Los Angeles, entertained by Orthodox 38 and Rootsman Hi-Fi International. Admission is £1. All CB breakers welcome. Best dress essential and good behavior. And it's got Ribbit, Party Style, Nuff Soul, Nuff Lovers, Nuff Rubber Dub. And that's on the 14th and 15th of March at 301 Bilberry Street, Los Angeles. And another one, the United Caribbean Domino League proudly presents Final and Knockout for the Paul Richards Cup at the Summerfield Recreation Center, Winston Green Road, Winston Green, on Saturday the 15th of March. Dancing to the sounds of Josiah Roadshow from 8 to 8. Tickets in advance are £2. At the door, it's £3. Tickets can be obtained from the FCF Club.
Michelle, my bell, Sunday monkey, one champion on some, champion on some. Slick Rick and I'm rock the house, you know what I'm saying. And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust a move, we show and prove. Hey yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Don't third is Summit Records. Summit Records, Temple Street, off New Street, where you can check out the latest funk, the soul, the jazz, and all the imports. Also, the reggae, the lovers, the breeze, direct to you, the people. The word is Summit. 7 days a week, Monday to Saturdays, 9 through till 6. Sundays, 10 through till 5. The word is Summit. Summit Records, Temple Street, off New Street. You check it out now.
This is what's happening on the 29th of March at the Access Club, Mosel Road, featuring live on stage Birmingham's best young band. Live. Also, from PCRL, the man Mike B, Lean Dancing Music. So make it a night of enjoyment at the Access Club, Mosel Road, the 29th of March. Check it out. Tickets are available from Don Christie, Summit Records, Paradise, all good record shops. Check it out. Make the date with live at the Aquafest Center, Mosel Road. Saturday the 29th of March. Make the date.
Nuff Enterprise proudly presents an exciting, accelerating entertainment night for all. Join us for the sensational night of soul, funk, reggae at the exclusive Gulliver's Night Spot in London on Saturday the 22nd of March, 1986. A night to remember and a night never to forget. So check it out if you're unique and if you've got style. Tickets in advance are £12 and they're available from Summit and PCRL headquarters. Smart just is essential and remember, we can make it happen. So be there.
Keen Sounds and the Israelites. The new single by Keen Sounds and the Israelites is available in all local record shops, out now and entitled
The Ink is Black.
This great new single by King Sounds and the Israelites is out now in all local record shops, entitled Black and White.
The time on PCRL is 9:09. And this one's called When You Love Me Like This by Melba Moore.